Last week, a Superior Court judge ordered the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department to release footage from an officer-involved shooting that resulted in the death of a man. Ruben Galindo had called 911 alerting police he had a gun with no bullets in his possession the night of September 6th. Footage from that night is expected to be made public Friday. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has more.
Two petitions were filed requesting the release of CMPD footage from the night Ruben Galindo was shot and killed. The first was from local activist Robert Dawkins with the group Action and See. The second was filed several days later by Doug Miller, an editor for the Charlotte Observer. The release of the footage sets a new precedent. This is the first time a judge granted the release of footage from an officer-involved shooting under a new public records law while the district attorney is still conducting a review of the case. CMPD maintains Galindo refused to drop his gun and officers felt a threat. While 911 tape has been released, which has offered some perspective, Dawkins says there are still many questions as to what happened. Dawkins says Action NC has been in touch with Galindo's family and neighbors, some of whom feel there is a different version of the story than CMPD's. Hopefully, he says, the video will clarify some things.
We believe that all video encounters between police and citizens should be public record. And any time that we believe that we stand a chance of getting that video out for the public to see, we're going to, you know, use that as an opportunity to try to push for transparency.
CMPD has supported the release of the video. We'll have more details online at WFAE.org and this afternoon on All Things Considered when the footage becomes available. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.